You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the Pastor's Portion.
Walked upon the sea, raised at end.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministries. Iron sharpen iron. And in this program, Reverend Ebo Asan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
That with all singleness of heart, every heart this morning will cleave unto you. We give you praise, we give you glory as always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This is one of their favorite psalms, I believe, for many young people who went to school.
Na eyi ye enyom kra oye ahomka ye ma obi biara wako adisua bim,
because you are commanded to memorize it and recite it when called upon.
Na wose hene de ye beka de masemi and ye bombozin de ye busua na abi biara ye tumaka wo ekwana wo fande ye kan biado.
And I'm using it for our texts as I talk about the subject, ready for the shepherd.
Na mezreye masama meka ho asem na matundin de eriye krado de oguanhwefo.
The Old Testament knew God as a shepherd in a manner that most people find outstanding.
Na David wo apam de do nimu yo obi a ohu yankopon de oye ni guanhwefo na oye kwana David hu nyame ma na oye nkofu pi wanwa.
David so wrote the book of Psalms chapter 23, talking about the Lord being his shepherd.
Na David na otro enyom nisu edenu ebasa de nyameni ni gwanhwefo.
When you look at the blessing the shepherd offers, I believe that we must be prepared to receive the shepherd in our lives.
Amen. Na yeshe insira ogwanhwefo no owo de ozi hwenemboa na
when I talk about readiness to receive the shepherd, I'm not just talking about receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. I'm talking about allowing the shepherd of your life to guide you every day. When God guides you every day, you shall not want. I said you shall not want. Wherever the solution to your problem is, the shepherd is able to guide you.
Na baby a one you will be around uguanshafu no.
So you see that the ideal shepherd, or God our shepherd, is a very caring person. And God our shepherd will direct us into a prosperous life. God our shepherd will inspire a peaceful life for us. Receive a peaceful life in the name of the Lord Jesus.
I receive it. The Jesus' name.
The Bible says he leads me beside the still waters.
Na Bible says
he leads me. So I see God leading you to the still waters. The ideal shepherd cares for your social and emotional life.
Na
so when you are sad, when you feel depressed, when things are not working and so your emotions are not positive, remember to receive the good shepherd into your life, because he will restore your soul.
Amen. Okay, naji oguanhwefo no tun osande obama wokra no wenya asomdwe.
But when I talk about readiness to receive the shepherd, I'm not just talking about God our shepherd. I'm talking about receiving the under shepherds as well. Every pastor is an under shepherd. So God is the chief shepherd. He is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. All these things are said about God, our shepherd. In fact, he is described as the bishop of our souls. So the person taking care of us is a big person. And if you study the Old Testament, you will realize that God presented himself differently at different times to his people. So David knew God in a way that many people probably didn't know, as far as being a shepherd was concerned. As you are seated here, people know different aspects of your life. They may receive you in one way and not receive you in the other way. So we are talking about God, our chief shepherd. We are also talking about the under shepherds, the pastors, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, the apostles that God gives us in the non-technical sense. All these leaders are under shepherds. They are leading us under God. But to be very precise, the under shepherd refers to the pastor. So we need to be ready for God, our great shepherd, chief shepherd, good shepherd. We must also be ready for the under shepherds God blesses our lives with. And then we must also be ready for the shepherds who are appointed to assist the under shepherds. So I'm talking about three categories of shepherds. The ideal shepherd, God. The under shepherd, who is a pastor. And then shepherds who are appointed by the under shepherd as help ministers. Now, this brother who is interpreting, you must receive him today as an interpreter. If you don't receive him, you will not enjoy the service. You need to open your heart and receive him and what God has to offer through him. So start opening your heart. Because I feel that the hearts are not that open much as I'm talking right now. So start opening your heart and be ready to receive what is being said from the altar of God. So he's standing today as an interpreter. But he is also a family man. He has got a wife, he has got children. He is also a banker. So which aspect of him are you receiving right now as we are preaching?
Are you
following what I'm trying to share with you?
Yeah.
I'm saying that you must receive the person in order to benefit from the person. When Jesus came on earth, he was different things to different people. He called himself the Son of God. There were times he called himself the Son of Man. Some people called him a prophet. Others called him a rabbi. And so on and so forth. But the ultimate was that he was Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, who had come to save us from our sins. They could receive him as a prophet, but they could not receive him, some could not receive him as the Messiah. Look at the book of John, chapter 1, verse 10-12. So everybody has got different aspects of his life. The aspect that you are ready to receive will go with a corresponding blessing into your life.
Amen.
Verse 10. Jesus was in the world.
Jesus,
and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came to his own. And his own did not receive him. They were not ready for him. They were not prepared for him. Their hearts were closed against him. So although he has something to offer them, he could not, because they did not receive him. Let's go on. But as many as received him, he gave the right to become the children of God to those who believed in his name. And if you have believed in the name of the Lord Jesus, there is a certain right that you have, there is a certain power that you have, is the right and the power to be called the child of God. Sometimes when a pastor is preaching, or when a prophet is ministering, or when a teacher is teaching, or when an evangelist is ministering, they may not be received the way they must be received. Because for everyone, that point I need to emphasize, for everyone, there are different streams flowing out of our lives. So Jesus told his disciples, he said, when you go preaching, those who receive you as a disciple will have a disciple's reward. So sometimes when a prophet is preaching, instead of being received as a prophet, he might be received as a disciple. When you receive a prophet as a disciple, the prophetic unction will not benefit your life. Sometimes when an evangelist is ministering, a person who is anointed to preach the Lord Jesus as Savior and Lord with signs and wonders following, you may just see him as a good man. When you see an anointed evangelist as a good man and not as an evangelist, you may not benefit from the ministry that he's carrying. So every time somebody is ministering to you, be ready to receive the person at the highest level in order to enjoy the highest blessing. You see, Jesus was the Son of God. But he had siblings. And the Bible says his own brothers did not believe in him. The mother believed in him. But his brothers did not believe in him. He also went to his own hometown, Nazareth, to minister to them in a great way. But they did not receive him the way they should have received him. Therefore, the Bible says, there in his own hometown, he could not do many miracles. The things he did were not mighty. A few sicknesses, minor diseases were healed in Nazareth. And this is where Jesus made this statement, that a prophet has honor, but not in his own house. A prophet has honor, but not in his own house. A prophet has honor. A prophet carries a blessing. A prophet carries an anointing. But the anointing doesn't flow in his own house because they don't receive him as a prophet. It's a very long introduction I'm giving. And this is why you can go to a meeting and receive differently because of the way you are receiving the person who is ministering. So in a sense, you cannot judge how good a meeting was based on yourself. So that whilst to you it was an ordinary meeting, to another person, it was a life-transforming encounter. Are you ready for the shepherd?
Yes, I crowd the
look at Zechariah chapter 10, verse 2.
Zechariah 10 and
verse 2. For the idols speak delusions, like lies, deceptions. The diviners envision lies. And tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. They do it, but it doesn't work. They comfort the people, but it doesn't work. The ability to comfort is a gift from God. The ability to shepherd is a gift from God. And I'm asking us as a church to receive all the shepherds God blesses us with, God himself as the great shepherd, the under shepherds, and people who are appointed as shepherds in the church. I'm asking us to receive them all, because in many of the things that God is, he is not just the way he is exclusive to himself. He shares himself with men. So if God is love, He puts love into man to show love to others. Are you following what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because we are made in his image. So whatever God is, he gives portions of himself unto men. So when you see God as a shepherd, but you don't receive any human being as a shepherd, you end up actually despising God, the shepherd. I hope it's clear.
Yeah. Na yetum yehu de nyame ye nyame a oye gwanhwefo pa na ekwa na nyame otse no se ehunu wo de ono kwote na oye gwanhwefo a entum na enyani hwere no san de nyame ni bibiara owo no onyi nipa na woche nyame ye do nti o ma nipa ye ye kire do nyame ye obi a oye gwanhwefo papa nti na wansem we egwanhwefo de asofo na ye bompe de obi biara aso no besem eyin de oye ogwanhwefo no ye begina tum na ye nye de nyankopon kwote na ye bohwe de ono na oye ogwanhwefo papa no enti ye behwe nyame ye ye dem a ye ntum na ye nya nsira oyede ye nyinyara.
We are soon going to appoint some people as shepherds in the church.
Onche ye besem eyi nkofo de oye ogwanhwefo.
Every message has an aim, and this is one of the aims of what I'm sharing with you.
Na asembi a meke biara bote bi sido na bote a ogina asem amekeni ekwa ne yeba fodo ne yasem yi ebinum de gwanhwefo.
Because I believe that there are people who must be shepherded by somebody else, not the pastor.
Na mejitum de obinum wo ha oyede ogwanhwefo ogwanhwefo fofor na ode ohwe hono do na onye sofo de oyo gwanhweni no.
So the gift of shepherding that God has given us, we are sharing it with many others. God is our helper. In fact, he is our helper. No other person can help us. So the Bible says that vain is the help of man. However, God, who is our helper, puts the desire to help in other people, and they end up helping us. So you must learn to relate with God, and you must learn to relate with men as well. Now I'm getting into the spirit. There's somebody here. There are certain things God wants you to have. In fact, he has always wanted you to have. But you are not very mindful of your dealings with men. You are not very mindful. You don't respect it. And because of that, you have stayed in that situation for a very long time, when the help God meant for you should have come to you by this time.
Mercy. Atina wotibie osande embukwa na nyame fado odibonyi paniti wa matibia ewom no atine maache na nkasisebri oyede efidem honumu na ekowani.
So learn to relate properly with Christians, unbelievers. Learn to relate properly with people, and the blessing of God will flow through them into your life.
Suande enye ankrako ajezifu na anjenzifu nyara benya ngita huzi papa ama nyamini nsira na zopedo wa brabom wetum na wadua hondo na waba wa brabom.
Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Do you know that
yenyimide
every gift God gives us is because of others? So when a person say, "As for me, I want to hear from only God. I don't want to deal with men." Just like Apostle Paul. When he became saved, the Bible says immediately he did not confer with flesh and blood. Which was a good thing. But if he had stayed at it, without moving on, his ministry would have been grossly limited. So you know what he did? After 3 years, he went to see Peter, James, and John. Why did he do that? Because it was the right thing to do. And Bible says when he went to see them, they gave unto him the right hand of fellowship. Are you following what I'm trying to share with you spiritually?
Yes.
So, they told him what he had to do.
Now, oye
he said he should be mindful of the poor. You go to the Gentiles, we are going to the Jews, but take care of the poor.
Now,
and this is what he said. He said, taking care of the poor was something I had planned to do anyway. When you read the book of Galatians about Paul's attitude towards Peter, James, and John, at least for me, I get the impression of somebody who is overconfident. Now, because he said that these people who were reputed to be anybody's, then he ended by saying, God is no respecter of persons. In other words, he didn't have a natural recognition for them. And he ended up by saying that these people, they added nothing to me. Meanwhile, they gave you the right hand of fellowship. Are you following what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I believe that he was overconfident. And that thing does not help. Because for me, what I've seen about ministry, I've seen that in the ministry, it's not just your dealings with God. It's also your dealings with other people, your seniors, how you relate with them, how you accept them, how you pave way for them, how you honor them, how you interact with them, how you deal with them. It also opens doors for you. And you can be very anointed, and the anointing can stay with you because you don't relate well with other ministers. Are you following what I'm sharing?
Yeah.
I'm sharing this to say that it is important that you don't confer with flesh and blood. But it gets to a point, it is very equally important that you begin to confer with flesh and blood. And Paul came to that place. So much so that he got to a point, he said something interesting. He said, all these apostles, they are not better than me. That's what I was talking about, his overconfidence. They are not better than me. Then he came to a point, he said, these apostles, I am the least of them. And then he went on, ending with a letter to Timothy saying that, I am the chief of sinners. So as he grew in God, his attitude towards people became more honorable. He was more humble. He was more submissive to others, so that he could even write and say, look, I need John Mark. Bring him to me. He's useful to me. But before then, somebody who had helped you, Paul was just, you know, there was a very sharp quarrel between Paul and Barnabas. And so many things. It's not the central point of my sermon, but I'm saying all this to say that you must learn to relate with people. Otherwise, the resources that God wants to bring into your life may not come. So God must be our helper, but know that he puts the desire to help in people. And so you come into contact with people, they just want to help you. They don't even know why, but you know why, because of your faith in God. So you learn to receive them. Summarize.
Galatians woman yehu de Paul nin trosem no tro ni sure de obi a na ogini hu zidodo o send de okokosua azifi Peter John na James ho nanso obi e no oda no beke de o eyim na mpo wonye nkofu etitiri oyo won obi a yehwen so yehu de Bible say okwe Peter John na James won one man ekwana ode oni hu nyankita hu zipapa na ye kekosu de onye de ye ye nkofu a ye beke de nyame pe na ye hia no na ye hia ni pe bia ne mboa ye ye dem a ye ntum na ye hu za oyede ye nya osande engoshan bo hia no do osande ye ni nipa inyan kitan uzi papa ni ntino ngosra no ontum na onye dwuma nko bebiara na oyede amina wo yet as de nyame ne hembo afusu sampara na ono na oboboe ma yaye bibiara no odibodua nyipem na dem emboe no waba nti yen hwe kwana yeba fado na yen nyipa enya nkita huze.
So God is our shepherd.
Nyame na oyen nyen gwanhwefo.
But men are under shepherd and appointed help ministers who are also shepherds.
Na nyame na raso na osem na oyen ngwanhwefo a wose nase na ngwanhwefo a wose nase no wonso wobesem eyi ngwanhwefo a woyen hon aboafo.
Let's continue with the verse.
Yenko asem no do.
They comfort in vain.
Na waye de wotete nkofo won re nanso onkosi bebiara.
Therefore the people wander their way like sheep.
Na nkofo no woyu won kwana na na wonhu bia wonfa honsiru nkode woye ngwan.
They are in trouble because there is no shepherd.
Wowo ehan osande ogwanhwefo biara eni ho.
Sometimes people are in trouble because they are not under any shepherd.
Eya ebinum wo ehan osande
so you must be ready for the shepherd and the under shepherds and the shepherd ministers that God brings into your life so that you don't wander, you don't go off, because you can go off and sometimes not know that you are off. Yeah, you can go off and there's still a way ahead of you and so you keep going, but when you look back you realize that you have gone off, and the reason is because there is no shepherd in your life.
Oh yeah, eboko home and na ebefi kwana otsenu do osande gwanhwefo papa biara nyuwa ohwodo osande egwanhwefo a nyame wasem eji hona wozinechi na ohonso hona boafo boye de egwanhwefo no ode yeji honutu na yanye dem a lebeye okwan eboko ebodwin de ekwan de wanyim eboko nanso ebotwa wanyu de erihwe nzama no na ebuhu kompo no ebohu de a aje okwan.
When people listen to idols and diviners, they cannot listen to their shepherds. And when the shepherd ceases from talking to the sheep, other voices will get their hearts. And there will be trouble. And they will go off. So now what I want to share with you is practical ways to receive a shepherd. How you can receive a shepherd. I just want to give you a couple of verses and then we can pray. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17.
Hebrew woman needs to be basaninjin. Jason.
Obey those who rule over you.
J onwana words would you nutum and a fenizim upon forma onwana words would you nutum
and be submissive.
Nabra umas
for they watch out for your souls.
Na washe wokrado.
As those who must give account.
De onwana or de wobu and kunte.
Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that will be unprofitable for you.
Na mawanyen wo ekwana oye enijem na se wanye dema ehu nsure biara emba wa brabo.
There are two ways of shepherding or pastoring people.
Ekwana bien wo ho a yejibotum na yeje ahwe nkofo hondo.
Pastoring them out of joy.
De eji enije na eji jihon ba no de gwanhwe.
And pastoring them out of compulsion. Maybe you have been appointed as a pastor, so that's what you are doing. It's your liveliness. I mean, if you don't pastor, you'll not be paid. You don't have any other job. So you do it out of compulsion, out of necessity, as it were.
Now, I was a washer there, a bear yourself, or send a new bibia bear, ain't he? Why the ancient Ezzy Yuman into a Yaguma, Ega, a few pimna Ezzy, a Niger Mapa, na Ezzy, or your ancient Nansanya, Waka Chayamba, or the Ayanaraso.
There is nobody in this church who has been given power over any other person's life. No one.
Na Obiareni, I saw you, ma, what they obi, Necrana, Nabrabot, Zashenesa.
But out of your readiness, you are able to receive a certain minister, whether it's a singer, whether it's a prayer leader, it's an elder, it's a pastor, whatever it is, when you open up out of your will, So that the person is able to do his work out of joy. Bible says that one will bring profit for your life. I see profit coming into your life.
Amen. I receive it. There, ebeji obi biara onankase hu eguanhwefo anyame eyihon ama asor na onwana wasem de odi nenenim de yeboson de we are bompen odi ye jihon tuma ye hu de insramapa osan de bible say benya emfaso de wo beye edwuma no wo enijem nanso won tum ye nenijem wo abra ye jihon ntum.
One of the terrible things is to belong to a ministry and be the same over the years, like 5 years, 7 years. You are still the same. Many times it's because you are not profiting from the unction that is coming from the stage because your mind has been tuned off. The pastors, when they speak, you say, this is your view. This I'm never going to do. When they ask, come for prayer meeting, you say, this is what you want. I am not going to come. See, these are all signs of people who cannot be shepherded. Because a shepherd is somebody who is easy. I'm sorry, a sheep is somebody who is easy to gather, easy to organize, unlike the cousins of the sheep.
Na ma oye ye okese fine there, obi bowo asorim ana eshezibim. Na beye mfipi no, bibiara nsesa wona brabom. Bibiara wo beke biara no, onya asemfofo, ose na nara na adwe no, watu, ose o eyinara ah, minim no nsema na menyenu ko school. Otime danechi, suba na obubia minim oye. Nti oba asora mo be fi
relate with your shepherd in such a way that they will watch for your souls with joy. That will bring profit into your life. Numbers 27:15-17. I think you shouldn't worry yourself about those passages. When I start reading, then interpret. That's the most important thing. Yeah. Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying,
"Now Moses, say,
let the Lord, the God of the Spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation." The Lord should set a man over the congregation, like a leader over the people, who may go out before them and go in before them, who may lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep which have no shepherd. When the ministry of the shepherd is at work, and you are ready to receive, one of the things God will use the shepherd to do is that he will lead you out and bring you in. He will lead you out of your troubles and lead you into the blessings of God. He will go out before you and come in before you. So the life of the shepherd is to be monitored by the sheep. This is why sometimes when a pastor is preaching, whether he planned it or not, he ends up saying things which are quite personal about himself.
Yeah. So
he goes out before you, he comes in before you, you see what is happening to him. He leads you out of the troubles of your life and then he leads you into the blessing of God. It is God who sets men over his own congregation. It is God who gives the mandate for people to be appointed to help with follow-up and witnessing and things like that to help the baby Christian to grow up. I was having a meeting with the crusade people and we're talking about follow up. No, it was rather with the leaders who are involved. I was praying with them. So we're talking about the crusade, the follow up and things like
that.
And Pastor Theo said something very interesting. He said something I didn't know. Because you don't get to know everything. He said to me that, Pastor, the follow-up is very important. The shepherd's ministry is very important. Then the shocker came. He mentioned to me that he and Elder Dan were following up Pastor Frank
Famier.
They followed him up because Pastor Frank was not with us at a certain point. They followed him up until he became stable. I look at his life today in the church. So I said, this is a classic example of what it means to shepherd and follow people
up.
Amen.
Amen.
My sister is here. I follow her up. If I was not following her up, I'm sure she would not have been here. Or people must be followed up. Because things happen to people. Mrs. Boaka will tell you, I call her. When I don't see her, for, then I call her. And when I call, she knows why I've called. Yes. Sometimes the moment I call, she will tell me why she has not been coming. Because it's like I'm going to ask her, I have not been seeing you. People must be followed up. And I think for some time she has been very stable, or Vivian.
Yeah.
When you are a shepherd, God puts the love and the care of people on your heart. But when the people reject the grace on your life, it's like that care for them spiritually, it lifts because they are not ready to receive what you have to offer
them.
I'll give you an example. One afternoon I was lying on my bed or laying on my bed. And God spoke to me about one of the sisters in the church. And what God showed me was that it's not well with her. So when I called her, I said, how are you? She said, Pastor, I'm fine. I said, no, how are you really? How are you? The answer she gave, I had to plan and go and see her, sit down and talk with her. You see, and since then, I've been shepherding her in a certain way. And I thank God for the fact that she has brought her out of something.
Amen.
And she has brought her into something, which is a blessing.
Yes. Now,
So Moses was asking God, set a man over your church. So that they will not be like a sheep that have no shepherd. So this is how you relate with somebody who is a shepherd. Whether an under shepherd or appointed shepherd. Don't fight him. Don't resist him. Receive him. Because it's for your blessing. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen.
Look at Matthew 9:36. When there is no shepherd, the people become weary. They become tired. And they become scattered. That this shows the value of the shepherd. So a shepherd makes calls and visits and follows up. So when the shepherds begin to call you and follow you up, don't be bothered by it and don't put them off, because it will lead you into something which may not be good enough. And those of you who don't respond and return calls, you know, there are so many ways of insulting people. Are you aware?
Yeah.
So many ways of insulting. You can insult people actively, or you can insult them passively.
Yeah, well,
if I keep calling you and you don't respond, I'm likely to delete your number from my contact list. One day I told the wife, I said, speak to your husband. Because that attitude is insulting. So if you don't know, I'm telling you that sometimes you insult the pastors when they call you 1, 2, 3. You don't return it. You're expecting them to call you again. I'm telling you, it's an insult to them. You have no honor, you have no respect, you have no courtesy.
But
when he saw them, that's Jesus, he saw the multitudes. He was moved with compassion for them. He was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion. Because they were weary and scattered. Like sheep having no shepherd. Like sheep having no shepherd. Let me tell you something about spiritual people. They don't change no matter what God makes of them. Did you hear what I said? They don't change. They don't change. They don't get to a point where they are too big for people who were once feeding them, fathering them. They don't. And as for me, I watch keenly people's attitude. If I send a text message, the response you give, I watch it very carefully. I I watch many things naturally and spiritually. What I see, if what I see physically tallies with what I feel in my heart, then I come to a conclusion. That's
it.
I'm talking about readiness for the shepherd. Because you can be in this church and the blessing that God has for you. I mean, is it not pathetic that the blessing doesn't get to reach you because of a certain attitude that is not corrected? The pastor himself doesn't speak about it.
Mm.
So what I'm saying, I'm not saying what I'm saying because of anything. Me, I'm not anybody. Oh, I'm not anybody at all. I'm saying this to show that there are certain behaviors which are rotten spiritually and naturally, and a Christian in a church must not put up those attitudes because it blocks the anointing, it blocks the flow of grace. And I feel it's my responsibility to tell you so that you change. Are you following what I'm sharing?
Yeah.
Not to show that I'm important. I'm not anybody at all. I am nothing but for Christ. But I desire compassion for people, wanting people to do well. It's a desire in my heart, very deep in my heart. You see, I'm ending now. 5 minutes. I'm ending. Sometimes when you are preaching, you see people trying to go to another world. And it grieves and pains your heart. You say they are trying to go to another. You know why? Because you know that this thing can help you and bring you profits. That's where the pain is. Not because I'm important. If I'm speaking and you want to sleep, you can sleep. It's not a problem for me. But the spiritual benefits can grieve a pastor to the point that he can be very strong in trying to wake you up. Because when I see you driving top speed towards a ditch, I'm not going to say, hello, slow down. No, I'm going to shout. I'm going to react to make you stop. Are you following what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So examine when a pastor gets angry. Like sometimes when I get angry, examine everything spiritually. Don't be a carnal person. Because if you know the weight of what is happening spiritually, which is keeping people away, like preaching a word that will bless people's lives, and that the people don't value it, and then they will come and talk to you about a problem after church, and you feel like telling them, why were you sleeping when I was preaching? Did you not know that the word would have brought faith into your life, which would have taken you out? I have to say it. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I was ready for the pastor, ready for the shepherd. The shepherd disciplines. He corrects. He points out things. So sometimes the message is not pleasant, but it is good. Are you following what I'm sharing?
Yeah.
Yes, to make you active. So you come to church immediately, you are wired spiritually. You are ready to receive whatever. Because it's not nice to see people in the same state and all they want is pray for me. On what basis are we praying? Is it not on the scripture? Is it not on the word? If you are ready for the pastor, never come to church and doze off. It's a disgrace. It's a shame to your person. It's like you don't have self-control. Alfred, it's not sofu na nenyuanje. like the sofu is anybody. It's not good for you. Anyway, sofu nenyo enji because, I mean, it's not good for you.
Osande onye mo de ebeda. Osande se eda na esor na wo hono samba de. Oh, na me da na mo soso de ya. Eti wo ye kanyame na sema tro de. Nyame na sem odemfa so bebro. Na enye jezi na etume jino nando de. Ebo bompe no ada. Inte eda ma, insira no omba. Nto beye bufu po de. Ebo pa de, wansan bompe mo. Ana wonbo na fi home. Wabra work asem no, odi insira na emfa so mapa. Ozibobo wabra bom.
Let me tell you, give you an honest confession. Sometimes, when you come and say, Pastor, pray for me, we will just pray with you. But let me tell you something. Some of the prayers, we are doing it out of courtesy. Out of courtesy. Out of hope. But not much of faith. Because you don't listen to build faith. You come with doubt. Some of us are in a word-based church, but our attitudes by far shows that we are not word-craving members. Listen, there are different kinds of congregations. There are congregations where you go, the emphasis is not on preaching or teaching. The emphasis on giving lotto numbers. Lotto numbers for people to get money and become happy in the church. Let me tell you about Christianity. Christianity is a more serious lifestyle than this. We give no lotto numbers here. But we give verses that if you can build your life on, God will begin to turn things around for you.
Amen.
That you may know that God has done it.
Yes. Na eba yebeka nyame na sama oyɛ asema tum na insirawo ma obɛsesa wo sabe na ehu de wa brabo no nzama rikoye wo.
Ready for the word.
Ready
for the shepherd. Fundamentally, the shepherd is supposed to feed you. Feed, give you food to eat.
And
when he has fed you, he can say and do other things in addition to having fed you. So are you ready for a lifestyle of the Lord has said it, I believe it, that settles it, I'm walking in the word. Are you prepared for the shepherd who is supposed to feed you with knowledge and understanding? Are you ready?
Yes.
No lotto numbers. I have been young. Now I'm older than young. I have never seen lovers of the word at the same point over the years. Never. It doesn't happen. Lovers of the word at the same place over the years. I have never seen one before. Lovers of the word, I have not seen one before. But I have seen people who pray outside the word long hours, who ask for prayer for their lives. I have seen a number of them at the same point over the years, but not the lovers of the word. No. Sometimes we need to let you know the most important thing. Are you following what I'm sharing? Maybe next week I'll minister to you prophetically, I believe.
Now, depend on other hine nim no, meshew enkom se nyame mahen adom ne yeba.
Because God has given me grace, I can also prophesy.
Nyame
have word of knowledge.
Meshew enkom na me je shrew abrabo.
So next week, by the grace of God, I believe it will happen.
Nyame adom a depend on other hine nim no, enkom se babudo anka de amen.
But I am telling you and challenging you to move on in your walk with God. And be ready for the shepherd. Be ready for his feeding. Be ready for his correction. Be ready for his guidance. And then I can say that of your life, surely, certainly, of all certainty, goodness, good things, and mercy, that is favor, shall follow you all the days of your life. I want to be able to say that Franklina, goodness and mercy shall follow you all. I want to be able to say that for every one of us, including myself. And this is because we have taken to the feeding of the chief shepherd, and we know that we are what we eat.
Yes,
I said we are what we eat.
Yes, yes, yes. Na me pere yeta de se ye dinyame na asem na ye manyame na asem se hene ma adze papa biara nyame aka no oyɛ hani sira ehia loto number mpo na akade be yo sande nyame nara begyaw akɔbia bunsira no wo obama wa brabɔ no wa ye promprom and obiara hu a obotu na wazidas de na dem osimesi ogyina ha nanso nyame epegyan ekɔdu baby fofor.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord open your eyes to the valuable things of the life. The Lord cause you to cleave to the important things of this walk in Christ. With all singleness of heart and mind, cleave to the Lord for the nearness of God. Is indeed for your good.
You are great, yes, you are.
Holy One. Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea, raised at it.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their raised ministries. Iron sharpen iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you. You are great.